The sea is a fickle witch. She is just as likely to bestow a kiss as to steal the breath from your lips. Beautiful and cruel, and every glimmering wrinkle in between. Filling our bellies and our coffers when she is generous. Coolly watching as we don black and add tears to her waters when she is wicked. Only the tide follows her moods, giving and taking at the same salty rate. Still, she is more than our witch. She's our queen. In all her spells and tantrums, she is one of us. The crown jewel of Haunastor, nuzzled against our shores, for better or worse. Tonight, dressed in her best party finery, she appears calm, anger buried well below her brilliant surface. Still, there's a charge in the air as the stars wink with the coming summer solstice and the close of Nick's 16th birthday. Formerly, Crown Prince Asger Nicholas Brynjulf Oldenburg III, first in line to the throne of the sovereign kingdom of Haunastor. Informally, just Nick. But just Nick isn't quite right either. He's not just anything to me. He's my best friend. My only friend, really. And now he's dancing with Malvina across the deck of his father's grand steamship. That is, if you can call her violent tossing and whirling dancing. My stomach lurches as Nick comes within inches of tipping over the rail after she forces an overenthusiastic spin. I wish she'd just give it up. Malvina, formerly Comtesse Malvina Christensen, is a perpetual royal suitor. She and her father have been vying for King Ags's attention for years, hoping he will make the match. Yet despite Nick's good-natured patience for her dancing, I have my doubts there will be a royal wedding in their future. I want to look away from the pink silk blur of Malvina, but Nick's eyes are begging me to rescue him, pleading, silently calling my name across the distance. Evie. I am the only one who can save him. Every youth in town is here, but no one else can cut in on a girl like Malvina. For the others, there would be consequences. Lost invitations to galas, the oldest whores on the weekend hunt, a seat at the table next to one senile great-tante instead of the Comtesse. For me, there are none of those things. You can't fall far in society if you're not part of it to begin with. After another aggressive turn, I finally stride onto the makeshift dance floor, ignoring a chorus of smirks as I go. They've seen this play before. Malvina will be the victim, I'll be the villain, and Nick will let it happen. It can be a messy business, being the Crown Prince's confidant. Enduring small humiliations is only a fraction of the cost. But I won't apologise for helping him. We all make compromises in friendships, and having Nick's loyalty when no one else will even look me in the eye is worth every criticism I face. I tap the girl on one sturdy shoulder, screw my face into exaggerated panic, and point to the 8-layered blue sugar speckled monstrosity she insisted on crafting.
Oh, angels, Evie, what is it? Malvina barks.
The cake's icing.
Fondant,
she corrects, as if I've spit on her Oma's grave.
The fondant, it's bulging.
True panic colours her features as her feet refuse to move. Torn between dancing with Nick and rescuing her masterpiece from a bulbous fate, her eyes skip to my face for a moment, incredulous. She fears I've purposely stolen her turn. It's just the sort of thing the girls of Haunastor think I would do, the ones whispering in the shadows about us now. Except in this case, they're right. Do your duty, Malvina. It was lovely dancing with you. Nick bends into a slight bow, royal manners on display, not a hint of displeasure in his features. When his eyes cut away, Malvina sneaks a glare in my way, her disdain for me as clear as her worry that I'm actually telling the truth. She doesn't need to say what she's thinking, and she won't, not if she ever wants to dance with Nick again. So, when Nick completes his bow, she simply plasters on a trained smile and leaves him with the most perfect curtsy, before running off in a rush of golden hair and intent.